Okay, now wait a minute. Wait. Who actually goes past the banter to listen to the podcast?
I have done that.
I've never done that.
I'm very personally.
I listen to the banter and then, you know, the podcast bores me and I turn it off.
I feel like, listen, it was a very specific category of like murder mystery podcasts where I'm like, all right, I'm not, I want to know what happens. I'm not.
Murder with My Husband. Do you listen to Murder with My Husband?
No.
Well, you should if it's murder mystery.
Well, I should.
You know, it's Peyton Moreland does this, and she's pretty good on true crime.
All right, I'm doing the intro. Are you guys ready? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Grounded. I am your host, Piper. Gunnar is not with us today. He is actually in Iceland. So standing in for Gunnar, we've got Todd Martin as our co-host. Todd, why don't you tell us what today's podcast is all about and who our guests are?
Well, first off, I can barely stand in for Gunnar. I'm not anywhere close to, you know, attractive a human as Gunnar is. And I certainly don't have a cool name like Bod Varson, son of Bodvar. I'll never forget that in my life. We've had a really exciting announcement today. Pattern Ag and Earth Optics have announced that they're going to merge. It's, I think, an astounding and exciting opportunity for both companies. And really looking at what we're going to be able to bring to market is very exciting, especially for farmers. So we have the CEOs of both organizations, Lars Derud from Earth Optics, and also Rob Rannick from Pattern Ag. And gentlemen, excited that y'all are here, and we got a lot to talk about from the merger.
Thanks, Todd. Excited to be here.
Yes, I'm here. Piper, Todd, thanks so much. We're really excited to be talking about this.
Rob, I got to ask a couple of questions. I got to start with you. Of course, Piper and I are lucky. We know Lars pretty good, so we can talk about his background and poke him and make fun of him and all this kind of stuff. But man, you're the new guy. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be CEO of Pattern Ag.
Sure. Yeah, I'm a fifth generation Nebraskan. So I kind of grew up in row crop land, sort of half and half Iowa and Nebraska. But I claim Nebraska because my ancestors were Homestead Act farmers that came to Nebraska in the late 1800s. We've actually still got some of that property in our family, although we lease it out. I'm an engineer. I have kind of an odd combined background in engineering where I'm sort of half electrical engineer and half environmental engineer. And I came out here to Cal for engineering grad school and have stuck around in the Bay Area in California ever since, working on mostly startups, mostly venture-backed startups. And what I've really been obsessed with is measuring and modeling environmental systems. You know, if you look at what I've done, really starting with a little startup that spun out of Cal when I was in grad school there, I've really been focused on how do we apply new sensor technologies to understand what's going on in large scale environmental systems. And, you know, my kind of journey has gone through a lot of different environmental systems, but for the last 10 years have been looking at agricultural systems. And with Pattern, you know, that's really what we're doing at a foundational level is we're applying new sensor technologies, in our case, primarily focused on genomics technologies, so DNA sequencing technologies, to understand, you know, what's going on in farm fields and to build models that help us understand, you know, how do we optimally manage those fields? And so, you know, that's really my journey to be part of Pattern and ultimately today part of Earth Optics as well. And we're just really, you know, excited about that as a company. I think there are a huge amount of downstream opportunities for us together, both from a market perspective and from a platform perspective that I'm reared to talk about here.
Hey, and I got to pick on you a little bit. Okay, so you're a fifth generation Nebraskan.
Yeah.
Where did you go and get your undergrad?
I went to Boston University for undergrad, just like someone else I know on this call. And then I went to grad school at University of California, Berkeley out here.
So I'm trying to figure this out. You claim to be a Nebraskan, but you didn't go to UNL. You went to the East Coast for one degree and the West Coast for the other degree. Dude, man, that's diverse.
It's worse than that. It was actually a mild family scandal that I did not go to UNL. So in fairness, in my defense, I actually have taken about a year's worth of courses at UNL between what I took when I was in high school and what I took in summers while I was in college. Both my mother and my stepfather were actually University of Nebraska at Lincoln professors in biochemistry and ran a biochemistry lab together. So it was a little scandalous not to go to UNL.
I love that you had a canned response for that. Like, you were prepared to take that question in a way that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah,
that
yeah. It's a real
so
thing.
College football season is coming up. I mean, you know, we're talking about starting tomorrow. When the Huskers roll out, who do you root for?
Oh yeah, I mean, I root for the Huskers. Obviously, like my son has like an entire Huskers football uniform from my mother that he got like, you know, several years ago when he was like seven. And in fact, he's so brainwashed by my mom that he claims he's going to University of Nebraska, unlike me. He's so we'll see if that happens. I don't know.
Awesome. Lars, you know, we've talked with you on the podcast before. Piper and Gunnar have had you on and talked way back at the very beginning, but you know, refresh us on you, because I've always been interested in your background and where you went around, and you know, even found some common places in between you and I that I didn't even know about till I really got diving deep in you, you know, doing background checks and all that other cool stuff that, you know, people do on each other on the internet these days. So tell us a little bit about you too.
Yeah, no problem. I don't think any side of my family has been here for five generations for the most part. I'm grew up in Minneapolis. Both my parents grew up on farms on kind of opposite ends of the state. My mom's from Prairie Island, Minnesota, which isn't too far from Red Wing. And my dad's from a tiny little town called New Fulden, which is north of Thief River Falls, probably about 50, 60 miles south of the Canadian border. So I, unlike Rob, I did go to where I was supposed to go to college. There's probably at least two pages of Deerudes in the alumni book of Augsburg College in Minneapolis. My father actually met my mother there. She was a young professor. He was an old student. I don't think it was actually scandalous back then, but I ended up going where I was supposed to, the same place at least my dad and nearly all my other family members. 100% of my siblings also went there as well.
And they both taught there as well, right?
No, just my mom taught there. My dad might have filled in for like one of his buddies as like an adjunct from time to time. But my dad taught at Concordia College in the Twin Cities for a good chunk of his career. And then I went on to grad school at Boston University. Excellent school, as I mentioned before. And then went and studied in Norway for a year prior to going to Boston University. Then moved back to the U.S. with my wife because she wanted to go to school in Boston as well. So we picked a great town to live in for a few years, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
And the connection between Todd and Lars, which didn't even know about until recently, was Lars was a Fulbright scholar years and years ago, which J. William Fulbright, former U.S. Senator from Arkansas, was instrumental in starting that program and started in, you know, in his name. He was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So he's sent a lot of people abroad from time to time. So I always thought that was kind of a cool connection. That's true. You got some Arkansas roots and you didn't know it.
And in another Arkansas, I think Bill Clinton was one of his, when Bill Clinton was young, was one of his staffers as well.
Yeah, that was exactly correct. He was, as a matter of fact. So there you go.
Do our listeners know, Todd, that you're in Nebraska? I mean, not Nebraska, Arkansas?
I don't know who should be offended, Arkansas or Nebraska.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Just strike it from the record, please.
It depends on who you talk to when and what I've said recently.
I was just in Nebraska for the record.
There's a whole lot of time that people would say, yeah, we don't claim him at all at Arkansas.
Yeah,
so,
fair.
You know, I think a lot of people do, Piper.
Your accent gives it away.
Yeah, it gives it away. Well, let's look into into this merger? I mean, look, it's clearly an exciting piece. I've been very pumped up about it from a personal standpoint, the benefits that we think that are going to come into the entire category of soil analytics and soil digitalization. But really and truly, I'm excited about it for, you know, what I see that we're going to bring to farmers that will help them out a lot. But from y'all's perspective, before we get deep into the benefits, how did you come up with this? I know y'all started meeting and having these level of discussions. Give us a little bit of background about what the inside of that first conversation was like, and you know what brought the idea forward. In either one of y'all, where are we going?
Oh, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start from my side. No, as part of the background, we had been chatting for, you know, probably a good year and a half at least prior to that, looking to work together on a number of things. But you know, the genesis, really, you can blame Conti, which is a common investor in both of us. I think probably gave me and Rob a call up earlier this year and said, "Hey, what would you think about doing this?" And I don't know, I can't speak for Rob. I was like, "Yeah, I've been thinking about exactly that for a while. I think that's an amazing idea. Let's talk." So I think that we took it from there.
Yeah, I mean, we've worked together for a couple of years now. Ever since we had this mutual investor that gave us an introduction at their annual meeting. And, you know, for our product, you know, that we deliver to farmers, we sample it, you know, typically with partners. And so we've been working with Earth Optics, you know, for 2 years as partners. You know, two things really stuck out to me, you know, over the last year. One is that, you know, even though we sample with partners for our product today, we've never really leveraged that sampling asset as a strategic part of our technology platform. You know, we're just going out and, you know, pulling, you know, kind of the typical cores that everyone does. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of innovation in the proximal and in situ sensing space right now to actually go get data in fields. And for us, you know, we felt like that's been a gap in our technology platform for a while and have been really interested in how do we really leverage what's going on out in the field, because it's really a critical part of our product, you know, that we deliver to growers. And so, you know, for us, that was certainly, you know, one big part of working together that interested us. And from the start, actually, you know, that's really where, you know, where we were angling in terms of our collaboration. And then, you know, from the market side perspective, you know, we've really been blown away by the growth in the sustainability, you know, soil sampling market for carbon use cases. You know, we've always been very focused at Pattern on agronomic use cases. You know, that's really where we have invested heavily in terms of our technology platform. And, you know, for us, the carbon space has always been something that's been interesting to us, but hasn't been our primary focus. And we've just been blown away by, you know, how that space has exploded from a commercial perspective, you know, over the last couple of years. So to me, you know, that's really a lot of the strategic thinking behind us working together, both from kind of a platform and a market perspective.
So from a standpoint of what we're talking about, I guess it's a stage, both technologies that you see as you related to, Rob, very complementary to one another, for both companies to have a very complementary approach. So, you know, we're introducing right now as a collaborative product before all this came about, 360 Pro, which is, you know, I think you overuse a term game changing when I look at the data that comes out that can be delivered to the farmer on an agronomic basis and what we do in the decision making process there. I guess what can you add that both of y'all see as the benefits and the primary, you know, the primary benefits on 360 Pro to a customer?
Yeah, maybe I can start on this one and then Lars can chime in. You know, we developed this joint product together that we call the 360 Pro that we piloted this spring and that we're launching, you know, for the fall. Foundationally, what this product is doing is it's really giving a full stack understanding of what's going on in your soil. Both from a chemical, physical, and biological perspective. And it's doing it at a higher resolution than anything that's been available before and at cost parity with traditional fertility testing. And so, you know, we really think this is a breakthrough product, and the reception that we got in the pilot that we did this spring was, you know, wildly oversubscribed, and the deliveries that we did both with growers and with retail locations, the response was really overwhelming. And so to us, you know, we really see this as the next generation soil analysis product, where you can basically, for cost parity with what you've been doing on traditional fertility sampling, get this full stack view of what's going on in your soil. And what that allows you to do as a farmer is to do product placement with precision across your entire input spend. And that's something that really we haven't been able to do before. And it's something that we're really excited to introduce this year.
Yeah, hey. I can add, I think 360 Pro is really like step one of the whole thesis of the combination of the companies. I know Rob and I share the same common vision of, like, you know, step one, if you can measure everything that matters in the soil, so physical, chemical, and biological characteristics, that's going to enable, you know, just significantly better outcomes, whether across agronomy and sustainability. And so the combination of the two companies allows us to do that, where we now can address every single, you know, attribute of the soil that really matters. And 360 Pro is just step one, I think, in that journey. Part of it, although one of the things I like the most about it is, as Rob pointed out, it's, you know, I like selling stuff. It's fun to sell a product that's better for more money. It's even more fun to sell a product that's better for the same amount of money that customers are already paying. So the fact that you get biology and fertility for about the same price as a 2.5 acre grid, it's just a great place to be, thanks to the technology of the combined companies.
I can't speak to a lot of mergers. I've been, you know, through one kind of in a startup environment, but I can say I do think it's unique to have a product that works so well with both of our combined technologies that we've put out and tested on the market and gotten such positive feedback, like, pre this announcement. I mean, we really put the carriage in front of the horse, or the horse in front of the carriage, whichever way you want to put it, to kind of go out and test this product with folks. And Lars, you're saying this is just the beginning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would say, Piper, you know, we're a really product-driven company, and we care a lot, you know, that we're offering the best products to our customers. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, foundationally why we really wanted to run, you know, this pilot in advance to go see what the reception was in the market. And, you know, it was really a lot of the strength of that reception was what spurred the interest in working more collaboratively and ultimately merging.
So one of the things, of course, that Earth Optics developed early in the process was TillMapper, which enables farmers to look and see exactly how much they need to till in a particular field, how deep. I mean, all the data that they need to it based on scientific evidence, looking at, you know, 30 inches in the soil, inch by inch, pressure, inflection points on root mass. So I've always been excited by that product, but then I turn back around and I look at what, you know, Pattern Ag is bringing into the table, into the merger, putting on the table. And one of the pieces is this predictive agronomy that y'all use. And I got to say, for having, you know, worked with corn seed companies and soybean seed companies for so many years prior to founding Earth Optics, this concept of predictability and what Pattern can deliver through 360 Pro on things like corn rootworm and nematodes and fungal diseases is really exciting. And this is where I think it really gets to be different. Can you talk it gets to be different for a farmer, because then all of a sudden they are making decisions based on real expectations rather than, well, what if I need to, maybe. Can you speak a little bit about that, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in terms of predictive ag, you know, that's really what we're selling to farmers ultimately, is the ability to make these long-term predictions about what's going to happen in their field ahead of time so that they can place products more effectively and get more bang for their buck, you know, foundationally. And every year, you know, over the winter, we put out our predictive ag report where we actually show ahead of time, you know, what are the levels of, for example, pest and disease pressure across the Midwestern states in this kind of next generation level, you know, of detail. And then, of course, in our 360 Pro product, you know, we bring that down to the field level and even subfield level so that growers can see, okay, well, this is where I have corn rootworm pressure or don't. And similarly, this is where I have, you know, SCN or SDS pressure or don't when they're planting into, you know, corn or soybeans respectively. And so, you know, that's really the core value that enables farmers to place their products with higher precision across their input stack. I will say, you know, something about Tillmapper, where we really haven't had the same level of granularity of data is on the physical mapping of fields. You know, we have a traditional soil chemistry lab that we run internally. We have our next generation genomics lab that tells us this unique insight into the biology. But physically, we haven't had a differentiating sensor to actually go and look at what's going on with critical issues like compaction. And so I'm a huge, we're very excited about integrating that into our models in general. I'm also just a huge fan of Tillmapper, you know, as a product. I think that if you look at it kind of from a soil health perspective, you know, there's kind of this binary choice that is often framed of kind of till or no-till. And I think where you're going to see growers go to is precision till. And there really hasn't been an enabling measurement technology to allow them to do that. And Tillmapper is it. And so that just as a standalone product as well, that's something that our team is really excited about.
Piper, I know you host this podcast all the time, but I got to ask you because you've got a really important, I know some information behind the scenes. You've got a really important role in the merger aspect, especially right now. So being in charge of partner success at Earth Optics also means that you've got a whole host of pattern ag dealers that you're now starting to work with to move into, move ground owls into and give some uplift there so that they can actually execute the 360 Pro. How's that going? And what kind of conversations do you see that you're having with, you know, current pattern ag dealers as they start adapting into Earth Optics ground owl and technologies?
It's a great question, and you couldn't have picked a better day to ask it. We have been gearing up, and for our listeners, we did a podcast all on 360 Pro. It's the last one, most likely, or maybe two back. Check that out for like the full range of details on the product line. But we just got back our first ground owl dealer. That's what we're calling them, ground owl dealer. So it is a pattern ag dealer that we've already equipped with one of our Earth Optics ground owl sensor suites. They went and ran that across their very first field. We've done a lot of this in a pilot capacity where we've gone out and serviced it, but this is the first dealer partner to go service their own acre on this product. They went out, they serviced, they collect the data, we ran it through and got results, and they were able to take those results to their grower meeting. So that was tillage, that was the chemical results of the, you know, high-res nutrient, and then, you know, pattern signature, complete bioproduct. Took all of that through, and they were able to sign up more acres. I mean, when people could see that on a field that they know, from a grower that they know, and see those results, they were blown away. And I couldn't ask for a better first field to come through the system than that. And it was really interesting. So nothing but excitement. Every dealer that we've been talking to who's ordering these either for us to service or planning to service it themselves, they keep saying, I just can't wait to get this tech across my acres. So we're excited.
Yeah, you know, Piper's team has done an incredible job supporting our dealers. And I know from our commercial team, you know, what our dealers really are excited about foundationally is, you know, the high-res maps just really pop to them, you know, out of the gate. The ability to get data back almost instantaneously, you know, from the field is a huge deal for them. And they love gear too. It's just great to have some gear, you know, out there as part of the package that we're bringing to the table for them. So it's something that I know our network is really excited about.
Lars, I know that one of the things that we've talked about for, you know, last several years, and of course, Earth Optics has become known in a lot of quadrants as a leader in the carbon space. You've talked about carbon a lot. We've Piper and Gunnar have had a couple of different podcasts with different people and how soil carbon storage and sequestration is so important. But, you know, also looking ahead in a little bit more alignment on where we're going with climate. I know there are several different things there that we've been working on as a company. But I guess the question that I really have, you know, to you is, you know, the benefits, of course, because of 360 Pro on the agronomic side of the merger are just huge in what the impact will be for row crop farmers. Where do you see that helping and where do you see that changing the merger impacting really what's going on in the sustainability region, you know, carbon space?
Yeah, I mean, great question. And I mean, we were talking about a number of the reasons why I think both Rob and I are so excited about this combination. That question is probably one of the, I think, most exciting reasons for me, just because there's so much opportunity. So that same predictive agronomy capability that Rob was speaking about earlier, we want to bring that exact same capability to sustainability, right? So we think once we measure everything in the soil, and obviously soil biology is what dictates carbon dynamics in the soil, and it's incredibly complex, and no one really understands at a detailed level. I don't think we're going to aim to understand it, but we're going to aim to understand it enough where, just like you're talking about with the corn rootworm application or harmful fungal growth, great, like, concrete example on the opposite side is, hey, if you can find a field, for example, that, hey, this field is really deficient for mycorrhizal fungi, there are now seed treatments that you can buy that will inoculate your soil and reintroduce mycorrhizal fungi back again. And we've certainly seen that when a field is deficient, you can get some really impressive carbon results and you can get some really impressive yield results. Now, if you've got plenty of mycorrhizal fungi in your soil, inoculating it for mycorrhizal isn't going to do anything for you. And so it's all about finding where the soil is missing something and then being able to make that change and allowing you to predict, like, I'm going to get a pretty decent outcome in all likelihood because I have the information ahead of time. We think the impact on that for sustainability is really going to, it's going to raise the bar on how many tons of carbon per acre farms are capable of producing and storing in their soil. And we think by quite a bit. We're setting a pretty big bar. We think there's opportunities for 4-5x return increases on tons per acre per year with this kind of predictive and prescriptive capability on sustainability, mostly because it's such a brand new area. I mean, nearly all the sustainability programs today are kind of a one-size-fits-all across the very diverse cropping systems and climate and soil regions of the United States. And they're getting, you know, one-size-fits-all kind of results, which is way better than nothing. It's better than the alternative. We think there's massive room for improvement when you really understand how you can optimize the carbon outcomes of particular field, particular set of soil. So it's very early days, but that's where we think there is just massive opportunity for both farmers for increased revenue, but for climate and sustainability as well.
That's truly exciting and awesome. Maybe a little bit of a follow-up too. You have, I know you have talked for years now about the benefit of digital twins. And we've talked about digital twins soil with the soil. And where do you see that going now that, you know, Earth Optics post-merger can now offer what we call all three sides of the soil triangle, you know, biological, physical, and chemical. Where do you see digital soil twinning going now?
Yeah, I mean,
before you say where digital soil twinning is going, tell us what a digital twin is, because I know not everybody knows.
Nice point. Thank you for the clarification.
That's fair. And all truthfulness, digital twinning is probably even now old fashioned, mostly venture capital kind of tech word, right? There was a big craze of digital twinning things starting about 10 years ago, and a lot of investment went into it. And in fact, Piper used to work for a company that digitally twinned residential homes. So we're familiar with it from that regard. And to be honest with you, we're kind of bringing that same mentality to soil measurement. So step one, measure everything that you would need to know. Step two, you can now manipulate that measurement digitally to try to understand and project outcomes. You know, so putting it back in the example that Piper are super familiar with, we worked at a company that virtually measured everybody's roof in the country. So when you needed a new roof or your insurance company needed to price out, you know, how much it was going to cost to replace your roof, that used to be an activity that you went with the measuring tape and measured every facet of your roof, all day job. Nobody wants to do it. So when you have a digital twin of it, you can just look it up and you can cost out, you know, how many bundles of shingles you're going to need all on your desktop. We want to bring that same mentality. And that's already happens today in things like nutrient management. We want to expand it to the full management of soil. So once you've measured everything, that's what enables the whole predictive agronomy, predictive sustainability, where you can actually, in a way, simulate what's going to happen based upon different activities without having to do it. And that way, when you do take action, you know it's optimal.
So 360 Pro is the thesis. of this operation and predictive agronomy, predictive sustainability, and digital, all of those based on kind of a digital twin of soil is what's in the future and beyond.
Yeah, I think so. I think nobody cares about digital twinning the soil as a thing itself, but what they care about is what you can do with it.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Yeah, Piper, what I would say is, you know, there's a general view among soil scientists and agronomists that when you have healthy soil, you get better agronomic outcomes from that soil, and you also get better sustainability outcomes from that soil. Really, what we're trying to do is take that thesis that's generally agreed upon and quantify it and really turn it into a platform that growers can, you know, monetize, both in terms of increasing their yield and increasing the amount that they can get paid for carbon storage, you know, foundationally. And so that's, you know, what's exciting to us about, you know, really adding sustainability components, you know, to our agronomic customers. You know, from our perspective, what we'd like to help them do is get more dollars per ton of carbon, get more tons per acre that they're sequestering, and to do that in a way that's simpler and cheaper right now in terms of their participation in those programs. And that's really, you know, foundationally what we think that this combined platform can help unlock.
A simpler, easier way for growers to get the data they need to make informed decisions that benefit, you know, throughout the chain, it sounds like. More money in their pocket, more yield, just all around improvements.
Yeah, and in general, you know, oftentimes there's kind of a debate, you know, that's pitting, you know, sustainability on one side and productivity on the other side. And we think that that's just not the reality. We think that fields that are more productive can also be at the same time more sustainable. And what's been missing is the data to go drive the decision making that shows that. And that's really foundationally, when you put it all together from the kind of physical, chemical, biological, you know, makeup, that's what we're really driving to quantify.
Those two things don't have to be pitted against each other. I like that. I like the holistic approach.
I'm sorry. All I can think about at this point is digital twinning college football teams and playing all the games each week so we could predict who's going to win, lose, get injured, and all that other kind of stuff. Because, you know,
there are companies that do that, Todd. That exists. Yeah.
I haven't found one that's accurate. I mean, I'm still thinking I can guess as accurate as anybody else, but, you know, maybe we hadn't had real people going out there working on it.
No, like my kid plays all the Madden games. That Madden games are a digital twin of each team and each player. And they actually, they run those and use those as a basis for simulating the outcome of games.
Well, that's what I want. I want just to be able to press a button, you know, simulate the game and just get the outcome. I don't care about all the other stuff. I want to know, you know, who wins, be able to bet ahead, know if I'm going to have a disappointing season, if I want to watch the Razorbacks every week, or if I just want to go do something else.
I like that. I like be able to know who wins and bet ahead. I think that's what folks want to do on their fields too, right? You want to know who wins and be able to bet ahead. That's
exactly right. I mean, exactly right. So very cool. What do you got? So what's the next steps? I mean, you know, obviously the two companies come together. A lot of benefit that we're talking about, a lot of cool stuff on both sides of the equation, whether you're, you know, looking at how to affect regen climate, carbon, whether you're looking at the agronomic pieces. What's next for Earth Optics going forward when we're looking at having the capabilities of Pattern Ag behind it, as well as the Earth Optics technology?
Yeah, I think I'll go first and then Rob, you jump in. I mean, for this fall, we've got a, you know, couple million acres that we're covering for both sustainability and on 360 Pro. So we're going to be in about a month or so, I think we're all going to be super heads down and making sure we execute on that. But I think like we alluded to before, 360 Pro is that combination of biology and fertility really is just the tip of the iceberg that we're trying to go with this whole digital twinning platform. So I think look to us to see hopefully almost a bewildering rate of new products, new capabilities that are coming out to address agronomic and sustainability problems, you know, starting in 25.
Yeah, I think that's right on. You know, what I would say is, you know, kind of from an agronomic perspective, our goal is to, you know, help our customers get another 10 to 20 bushels out of every acre. And, you know, our platform is really what we think the, you know, where the key lies to actually going and doing that. And from a sustainability perspective, you know, soils are the second largest, you know, global natural carbon sink. And so they really can be, you know, a big part of the solution from a climate perspective, but you've got to be able to quantify it and measure it with accuracy in order to unlock, you know, that opportunity. And I really think that farmers are going to get paid for sequestering carbon, you know, in the future. Obviously, it's already starting to happen. I think, you know, we're going to see that more and more at scale. And, you know, what we've got to do is be able to help them so that they can measure it in a way that maximizes, you know, the benefit from a sustainability perspective and from an economic perspective for farmers, because that's what's going to drive adoption and make it simpler and cheaper for them to do that from a measurement perspective. And so that's really where I think you'll see us go over the next couple of years.
What does this mean for our customers? I know I'm hoping some of our customers are listening into this podcast, but like, what does this mean for customers on both sides of the operations? What can they expect?
I'll talk a little bit, you know, from a pattern perspective, you know, for this fall and the near future, not a lot of changes in terms of kind of the core experience that customers have. You know, they're going to see the same, you know, pattern ag app that they've seen before. We're rolling out some awesome new features, you know, for this fall season, but you'll see kind of incremental changes to that, not something that's, you know, revolutionary different than what they've had before. The biggest change, of course, is this new product, the 360 Pro. And, you know, we've seen huge adoption on that. But that's something that we've had, you know, out at least at a pilot level for the last 6 months. And so, you know, for our customers in the near term, you know, we don't see any huge changes. In the longer term, it's all about, you know, how do we expand their ability to get more economic returns from their soil analysis, you know, foundationally. And that's, you know, that's what we're focused on putting together for them.
Yeah. So same great product, same great pattern product, enhanced product offering through 360 yeah. Pro.
And more should be pretty transparent operationally and digitally for them, you know, in the near term.
Lars?
Yeah. I think for a lot of Earth Optics customers, you're going to see, you know, thanks to field to lab integration, you're going to see faster turnaround times, lower costs across the board on everything we do, and a whole new slew of features that we're able to offer. And then, yeah, coming very soon, our carbon and sustainability customers are going to be able to work with us on these sustainability programming efforts where, like, yeah, we think we can, you know, 4 or 5x what they're getting today on some of these fields on the carbon returns. And so and I say 4 or 5x, and just to put in perspective, like, how big a deal this is, we can get to some of those 4 or 5x. We're talking, you know, some farmers are participating today, they might be getting $20 an acre. You know, those revenues can go exceed $100 per acre. We think that's totally possible. We got to learn how to do it. And we think the data is what's going to tell us how to do it. But today, food production in the U.S. accounts for, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-30% of U.S. emissions. We think we can take that step one to zero thanks to these type of soil programming activities, and then start making it go the other direction where, you know, farming in America and ranching in America can start compensating for other U.S. emissions. So we think that's well within the realm of possibility, and we're going to be really focused on making that happen.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I think super, you know, bottom line is that we can turn, you know, agriculture in the U.S. into a, you know, a net negative carbon opportunity, and we can increase the top line revenue from farmers in the U.S. in kind of the double digit range, because that's where you get once you get to kind of $100 plus an acre.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
I think so.
Anything we didn't cover today that you guys want folks to hear about this merger?
I think, you know, the one thing I would say, just kind of touching on what Lars was talking about earlier, is this field-to-lab integration is really a powerful part of our technology platform. So, you know, we don't have anything specific to announce today around that beyond the 360 Pro that we've already talked about. But watch this space. You know, that's really where we're going to leverage, you know, our platform is really tightly integrating what we get, you know, out in the field with what we get, you know, from the lab. And, you know, that I think is really what makes us a unique combined company and something where, you know, there'll be a lot of innovation and a lot of new products, both on the agronomic and the sustainability side over the next couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things right away with that integration. just functional benefits. Right now, a lot of sustainability folks that are running, you know, farm or ranch sustainability programs, they'll hire a soil sampler. They'll hire a laboratory. Sampler sends the soil to the laboratory. And it's kind of like trying to be in your own general contractor when you're renovating your home, right? And so somebody screws up, and like both your subcontractors are going to point the finger at the other guy, right? And so you're the one that gets screwed. And so that's what happens to a lot of our customers that try to do it their own. And so I think with this capability, we're not sampling soil, we're not testing soil, we are quantifying soil, and we're warranting the accuracy of the quantification because we're in full control of the end-to-end data collection system. So that, you know, it sounds like a small thing, but I think for a lot of sustainability programs, that's a, you know, huge relief of a lot of headaches that are pretty commonplace in this industry.
Yeah, that as someone who has program managed a lot of those programs and dealt with a lot of those headaches, it's pretty exciting stuff, that field to lab integration and just understanding how you can remove that by having a one-stop shop.
So very cool. So a lot of good stuff. I can tell you one thing. So Rob and Lars, both thanks. I know today is very busy with all the merger announcements, lots of phone calls, emails, and talking to a lot of people about that. So appreciate y'all taking the time out for today. I can also say to the audience, make sure and drop by. If you happen to be in the neighborhood of Boone, Iowa, and you're walking around Farm Progress, go by booth 1359. Because that's where you will find Pattern Ag and Earth Optics together out there. And they're giving away some Yeti coolers and, you know, having a good time. It'll be a great chance to see the team, see a ground owl, see a side-by-side, talk about 360 Pro. It's a good time to be out there. So y'all be sure and stop by from that perspective. But exciting stuff. And again, thank y'all for being here.
We're giving out Yeti coolers.
Yeah, we're giving out three. That's the good stuff. Every day.
Can I go to Farm Pro?
Well, if you can get up there really quick, I mean, you got like a day and a half left.
Yeah, well, Florida's a pretty long haul. So next time, I'll catch you next time. Awesome. Well, Rob, Lars, thank you so much for joining. Thanks, be sure to like. Yeah, of course. We're happy to have y'all.
Thanks for having us.
We can talk more football with Todd. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm out on the football conversation. I told Todd. Todd said, why don't you kick it off with some football? And I said, you know what? I'm a smart person, but football's not the area I'm going to kick off.
You're a U of F graduate, Piper. Come on.
I know. Sorry for all my Florida Gators out there. I just don't walk the walk, but I can't talk
for 10 years, but now Bobby Petrino is back. That means my scotch consumption may go down during football season, which could be a money saver. Be really good. Hey, we forgot to mention before you sign off, Piper. Next time will be the return of the son of Bodvar. He has been in Iceland. Gunnar's been in Iceland. He promises some cool shots of the Aurora Borealis while he's up there. So hopefully we'll have a chance on the next edition of Grounded to be able to talk to Gunnar about his fun trek into Iceland in the home country. But anyway, back over to you, Piper.
Thanks, Todd. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this very exciting announcement, and stay grounded.
Thanks, everybody.